You're listening to SBS News.
The Religious Discrimination Bill has been subject to intense controversy during its consultation period, with debate on whether extra religious protections can be legislated without impeding on the rights of others. The bill was born when the legislation of same-sex marriage back in 2017 sparked concerns among religious leaders, politicians, and activists who said gay marriage conflicted with their religious beliefs. Some expressed concern that as public institutions such as schools, churches, and workplaces adapted to this new legislation, their ability to freely practice and express their religion came under threat. For Karen Pack, her faith is her life. Raised as a devout Christian, she's an ordained minister and teaches religion at schools. She's also openly gay.
I have a passionate faith in Jesus. I always say I'm passionate about Jesus and coffee in that order. These days it's my wife is in there as well, Jesus, my wife, and then maybe coffee somewhere in the mix in there.
When same-sex marriage was legalised in Australia in 2017, Karen says she was pushed out of her workplace after some members of the Christian school community spoke out against her.
In the wake of the plebiscite, what actually happened at the college where I was teaching and quite a number of Christian schools is that the college basically sought to harden its position around same-sex marriage so that they could ensure that they would be protected in their ability to discriminate against LGBTQ people.
This new religious discrimination bill states the intention of the law is to eliminate, so far as possible, discrimination against people on the grounds of their religious beliefs. This would include making it unlawful to discriminate against someone on the basis of their faith in their personal and professional working lives, including access to education. But Rodney Croom, an Australian LGBTQI plus activist and academic, believes this bill could strengthen the ability to discriminate based on other attributes.
Scott Morrison promised us a bill that would prevent discrimination against people because of their faith. But instead, what we have is a bill that allows discrimination in the name of faith. We've heard from the government that this is an uncontroversial bill. In fact, it's deeply flawed and it will roll back many existing discrimination protections for everyday Australians if it passes. The Religious Discrimination Bill will take us back to a time in Australia when it was okay to discriminate against and denigrate people because they're different.
Attorney General Michaelia Cash says there's a clear need for the law.
People need to be able to express a genuine and sincerely held religious view without legal repercussion, provided it is expressed in good faith and is not malicious.
Senator Cash says the bill will not override other discrimination acts, but will give religious institutions the right to preference hiring people aligned with their faith.
The Religious Discrimination Bill will not allow discrimination on the basis of any other protected attribute, whether it's age, disability, race or sex. We've picked up a similar concept, recognising that religious bodies are unique, and in particular, you need to be a religious body that conducts itself in accordance with your doctrines, tenets and beliefs. All this bill says is you can preference based on religion. It has nothing to do with the other discrimination acts.
Liberal MP for North Sydney, Trent Zimmerman, says the bill calls for religious institutions to make their policies public and transparent.
The intent of the bill is not to allow schools to sack people on the basis of their sexuality, but one of the issues now that we've got the bill and can look at the detail that I'm keen to have clarified is whether by allowing schools to put in place policies that can guide their employment, whether there are any loopholes that could see effectively backdoor ways of setting rules in relation to hiring and firing teachers based on their sexuality or other personal attributes.
Jesuit priest and professor of law, Father Frank Brennan, believes the right protections are in place to prevent unfair dismissal.
If a religious school were to dismiss someone, they would have to do it in good faith, they would have to do it in accordance with their published policy, and they would have to do it establishing that it is consistent with their religious beliefs and tenets.
But for Karen, she believes this bill may strengthen faith-based employers' ability to discriminate against employees.
My concern with the bill is not that it's protecting freedom of religion, it's actually protecting the ability to be mean to others in the name of religion. And many of these beliefs are not core Christian beliefs or core Islamic beliefs or anything else, but they can be personal opinion expressed by someone as being, you know, brought from their faith, but not necessarily like a doctrine or statement of their faith, but a belief that they have. And it's protecting their right to say mean things to me.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison, a devout Christian himself, is planning to personally introduce the bill to Parliament. It is likely to be sent to a committee inquiry, given the concerns raised by government and crossbench MPs. It will then go to a final vote, which may happen early next year ahead of the federal election. Brooke Young, SBS News.